The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the upstate.edu website. Welcome to the Center for Vision Research. From charliemike.org, there's a few links to what they're about and what they do and how they can help. From axios.com, Aussie researchers find a protein in the lung that blocks COVID. From CBS News, Microsoft has disabled Internet Explorer. From Coolblind Tech, CYR.U.S tags for personal care products and how to scan a QR code. So let's get started. From upstate.edu, welcome to the Center for Vision Research, research that heals. Our center is dedicated to discovery science in the visual system, with an emphasis on ocular tissues, including the cornea, retina, and trabecular meshwork. Our work is rooted in a fundamental understanding of the neurobiology of the retina and central visual system, as well as the cell, molecular, and developmental biology underpinning ocular disease. We employ model systems from Drosophila through to primates, including tissue engineered by mimetic human organoids. Our research efforts span the entire visual system, from the corneal surface to the visual cortex. Our ultimate goal is to understand the mechanisms of disease and develop therapeutics that eliminate blindness. To achieve this goal, we have created a collaborative research team that reflects the great diversity of our state and our mission. Our faculty and staff scientists have come to Syracuse from the world over, Italy, Japan, Argentina, California, Iowa, and even Queens. Our faculty, as of 2020, are 42% women, 17% Latinx, and 8% LGBTQ. Our trainees and staff are similarly diverse, drawn from the best schools in the U.S., China, India, Canada, Russia, and South America. Another goal is to train the next generation of vision researchers. To achieve this goal, we have developed a collaborative network of faculty and senior mentors for students at all levels. Our commitment to this collaborative effort is reflected in our busy schedule of group meetings, shared student training, and mentoring. I've had the pleasure of working in some of the best research and training environments in the U.S. I can say without a doubt that the collaborative spirit that pervades the CVR is unsurpassed. Our new home in the Neurosciences Research Building is the result of years of careful planning to promote and foster this collaborative spirit. The heart of the building is a two-story light-filled atrium, off of which are our laboratories, meeting rooms, and offices. The NRB houses shared microscopy and imaging facilities that are state-of-the-art, including a super-resolution microscope and multi-photon confocal microscopy. Specialized ophthalmic imaging includes Micron 4 fundus camera and Bioptogen and Visu optical coherence tomography for visualizing the retina and interior segment in living animals. In addition, CVR faculty maintains a cutting-edge physiological and behavioral core to study visual systems. University core facilities extend the range of our experimental techniques, providing the CVR to investigators with virtually unlimited capacity. Our extensive worldwide collaborations provide even more resources. In 2014, I was recruited to lead the Center for Vision Research to carry on the legacy of our founding director, the late Professor Robert Barlow. Our growth since then has been outstanding. Starting with a nucleus of 8 faculty in 3 departments, we recruited a new chair for ophthalmology along, and then 5 additional research faculty. Several more research recruitments are planned. Along the way, our growth in extramural funding has been dramatic, more than doubling in the past few years, reaching historically higher levels each year. We acknowledge and are very grateful for the research support that our investigators have received and continue to receive from National Eye Institute, a division of the National Institutes of Health, Bright Focus, the Glaucoma Foundation, among others. We are particularly proud to be among the small number of universities with funding from Research to Prevent Blindness. We acknowledge the long-standing contributions and support of the Lions Clubs of Central New York, along with the philanthropic support from the Mayer family, M-A-Y-E-R. Please browse our pages and learn about our center. If you are interested in a career in vision sciences, please check our training programs and job opportunities. If you want to support our efforts or advocate for increased research funding, please follow the links on this page. Signed, William J. Brunken, B-R-U-N-K-E-N, Ph.D., F-A-R-V-O. Director of the Center for Vision Research, Professor and Vice Chair for Research, Department of Ophthalmology, Upstate Medical Center. About charliemike.org, Charlie Mike, continue the mission of life. Our mission? The mission of Charlie Mike is to save the lives of those still carrying the unseen wounds of combat, one veteran at a time. Our vision is to help soldiers, Marines, airmen, and sailors help one another continue the mission of life, in whatever form that may be. We believe that by standing together at home, just as we stood together during wartime, we will help each other succeed in getting back to life. The plan, three pillars. Pillar one, mental and emotional stability. Creating mental and emotional stability is the foundation of everything Charlie Mike will do in and for the veteran community. Pillar two, stability in daily living. Helping veterans find and learn tools to become self-reliant is the best gift we can provide. Pillar three, stability by serving others. As much as veterans miss their teams, they miss their service. It is a very real and tangible feeling. There are hot links on each of those pillars to learn more. In the menu under Programs, it says, creating stability in daily living is part of the overall goal and mission of Charlie Mike. Once mental and emotional stability are created, daily living will get easier, be better, and more productive. The issues are complex and challenging, but the approach is simple. Helping veterans find and learn tools to become self-reliant is the best gift we can provide. Like the old adage says, give a man a fish, feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, feed him for a lifetime. This daily stability will provide a foundation for participants to sustain themselves for the rest of their lives. In addition to the mental and emotional support solutions in Pillar 1, Pillar 2 is both a broad yet targeted approach to caring for the needs of veterans, providing resources for life coaching, vocational and educational counseling, VA benefit and disability support, overcoming homelessness, and assistance through the judiciary at veterans treatment courts. All have the specific goal of helping each veteran move into a better, stable, and healthy life. This includes creating and developing resources for their families, spouses, and children. The intent is for each participant to graduate from the program. Charlie Mike will help veterans as long as it takes to find stability and the appropriate care they need. The goal is to help each achieve self-sustainment and battlefield victories as they move on with new tools, new care, and new stability. They don't provide information on individual programs, but the fundraising page has opportunities to support Battle Buddy dogs, therapy dogs, and an equine therapy package at various levels. So you can check out the charliemike.org webpage to support those causes and find out more about their programs. From Axios.com, Australian researchers find a protein in the lung that blocks COVID infection. Australian scientists announced Friday, the 10th, I believe, they've discovered a protein in the lung that sticks to the COVID-19 virus like Velcro and forms a natural protective barrier in the person's body to block infection. Why it matters. The study, published in the journal PLOS Biology on Friday, opens up an entirely new area of immunology research around this receptor protein, LRRC15, and offers a promising pathway to develop new drugs to prevent viral infection from coronaviruses like COVID-19 or deal with fibrosis in the lungs, per a statement from the University of Sydney announcing their findings. It could also help explain why some people who contract COVID experience serious illness, while others never get sick. The study builds on earlier research into the LRRC15 receptor. The new research shows that this naturally occurring protein can bind to the spike of SARS SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID, and protect neighboring cells from infection, per an emailed statement from study lead author Greg Neely, N-E-E-L-Y. What they did, Neely, a professor of functioning genomics at the University of Sydney, and his team screened human cells for genes and investigated the lungs of COVID patients using CRISPR technology, C-R-I-S-P-R. What they found, the researchers discovered that LRRC15 binds to the virus. Lipin Liu, L-I-P-I-N-L-O-O, a postdoctoral researcher who worked on the study with Neely and a PhD student, Matthew Waller, noted in a statement that it acts a bit like Velcro, molecular Velcro, in that it sticks to the spike of the virus and then pulls it away from the target cell types. LRRC15 can stick to the virus and immobilize it, preventing other vulnerable cells from becoming infected in the process. Waller said in a statement that the researchers found that this receptor also controls antiviral responses, as well as fibrosis, and could link COVID-19 infection with the lung fibrosis that occurs during long COVID. The intrigue. We think this newly identified protein could be part of our body's natural response to combating the infection, creating a barrier that physically separates the virus from our lung cells, most sensitive to COVID-19, Neely said in a statement issued by the University of Sydney. What they're saying, the LRRC15 protein appears to effectively mop up extracellular virus floating around in infected lungs, said Cassandra Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, an immunology professor at Murdoch University, M-U-R-D-O-C-H, in Western Australia, who was not involved in the study, in an emailed statement. This discovery allows us to better understand innate immunity that helps to protect us during virus invasion and offers new ways for development of antivirals. The bottom line? For me as an immunologist, the fact that there's this natural immune receptor that we didn't know about that's lining our lungs and blocks and controls virus, that's crazy interesting, Neely said. Since this receptor can block COVID-19 infection and at the same time activate our body's antivirus response and suppress our body's fibrosis response, this is a really important new gene. From CBSNews.com, Microsoft permanently disables Internet Explorer for all devices. Posted February 14th, Microsoft announced some heartbreaking news for Internet Explorer users on Valentine's Day. Internet Explorer is no more. The company has permanently disabled the desktop version of Internet Explorer on certain versions of Windows 10 and updated its newer browser, Microsoft Edge, Microsoft announced Tuesday. All other consumer and commercial devices that weren't already redirected from Explorer to Microsoft Edge will also be affected, the company said. Now, when users attempt to access Explorer, they will be redirected to Edge. The browser was originally launched by Microsoft in 1995 as one of the first and most popular browsers on the Internet at the time. The company created 11 versions of Explorer throughout its existence, with the final version being released in 2013. Microsoft Edge, the tech giant's newer browser, was released as Explorer's replacement in 2015, but coexisted on devices with its predecessor until this week. In June of last year, Microsoft announced it was retiring Explorer, but it was not until Tuesday that the app stopped working for users. Internet Explorer 11's visual elements and icons in the start menu and taskbar will also be phased out in June. With a growing number of websites no longer supporting Internet Explorer, Microsoft Edge offers a faster, more secure, and more modern browsing experience that can still open legacy Internet Explorer-dependent sites when needed, the company said in its announcement. That was written by Simran Singh, S-I-N-G-H, a social media producer and trending content writer for CBS News. From CoolBlindTech.com, CYR.U.S tags helps blind and visually impaired use correct beauty products. Posted February 16th. When Victoria Watts' son Cyrus was born blind due to a rare genetic eye disease in 2016, the mother of four readily admits that her knowledge of the community was limited, to say the least. As she observed how her son navigated daily life through touch, she noticed that one particular challenge was being able to independently identify and use everyday products. From those concerns, CYR.U.S Tags was born, a system of tactile symbols and raised QR codes that Watts developed to make products instantly recognizable by touch and the product information digitally accessible through a QR code scan to improve safety and independence. Why was Braille ruled out for the tags? Watts ruled out Braille for the tags, stating that less than 10% of legally blind people in the U.S. read Braille, and that it can take up to 2 years to master, and is technically challenging to implement on packaging due to space restrictions. What are some of the symbols? Watts believes her system of symbols are intuitive, likening them to emojis, and can easily be learned. For example, in skincare, an upside-down triangle means eye cream, a half moon is night cream, and a hand with a circle in the middle is hand cream. According to Watts, they're also a good fit for those with dyslexia, as well as foreign language speakers. When are the tags expected to be available? This year, Watts is releasing the first three Cirrus Tags kits across skincare, self-care, and home care. The self-funded business, which is being advised by Ture Capital, T-O-U-R-E, will start as direct-to-consumer, but Watts is in talks with retailers, too. What do you get in the Cirrus Tag kits? Each touch tag symbol features a peel-off adhesive backing, making it easy to apply to a product for instant identification. They are also waterproof for use in the shower or bath. How much will the tags cost? Each pack containing two sheets of tags will be priced at $14.99. How to scan a QR code with the camera app. QR codes give you quick access to websites without having to type or remember a web address. You can use the camera app to scan a QR code and for links to websites, apps, tickets, and more. Open the camera app from the home screen, control center, or lock screen. Select the rear-facing camera. Hold your device so that the QR code appears in the viewfinder in the camera app. Your device recognizes the QR code and shows a notification. Select the notification to open the link associated with the QR code. From last week on MacRumors.com, Apple releases new MagSafe Duo firmware. Article by Julie, J-U-L-I, Clover, C-L-O-V-E-R, posted February 7th. Apple released updated firmware for the MagSafe Duo charger that is designed to work with the Apple Watch and MagSafe-compatible iPhone models. The new firmware is version 10M3063, but in the Settings app, you'll see a 256.1067.0 version number, up from 186.0.0.0. The MagSafe Duo was first released in 2020 alongside the iPhone 12 models, and it has not had a firmware update before. This is the first time Apple has tweaked the MagSafe Duo firmware, and with no notes available, it's not clear what's different. Apple's MagSafe Duo is meant to charge an iPhone and an Apple Watch, but it does not work well with the oversized Apple Watch Ultra. In fact, Apple published a support document instructing people on how to best adjust the Apple Watch Ultra to charge with the device. In some cases, the band needs to be removed before the Ultra and the Duo can work together, and the Apple Watch Ultra is not listed as a supported device on the MagSafe Duo page on Apple's website. There is no clear method for updating the MagSafe Duo's firmware, but it needs to be plugged in and connected to an Apple device for a firmware update to initiate. You can check your MagSafe Duo firmware by following the instructions in our MagSafe How-To Hot Link. From MacRumors.com, posted on March 12th of 2021, how to check your Apple MagSafe charger's firmware. Article by Tim Hardwick. If you've got your hands on an Apple-branded MagSafe charger, you can follow the steps below to check the current firmware version that your charger is running. Apple occasionally sends firmware updates to accessories over the air that contain bug fixes and improvements, so this is a good way of checking that your charger is up to date. Perhaps more importantly, if you're able to follow these steps for your Apple MagSafe or Apple MagSafe Duo charger, then you'll know that it's a genuine Apple product and not a cheap knockoff, the latter of which could potentially damage your iPhone. The method described below will also enable you to check the model number, which may come in useful if the device needs replacing by Apple. It's important to note that if you have an Apple-sanctioned third-party MagSafe accessories like Belkin's offering, you won't be able to see a firmware version or model number using these steps. That doesn't mean they're not genuine, however, so keep this caveat in mind. Number one, place your iPhone 12 on the Apple MagSafe charger so that the magnets are aligned and charging is established. If your device is locked, you should see the charging animation appear on the screen. If it's unlocked, check the battery icon in the upper top corner of the screen to make sure the charging symbol is shown. Number two, launch the Settings app on your iOS device, then tap General, About. So number three, scroll down and tap Apple MagSafe Charger. Number four, check the numbers shown beside the firmware version and model number entries. If the MagSafe Charger menu doesn't display the About section of the Settings app, there's a good chance that your Apple-branded MagSafe Charger or Charger Duo is a fake, in which case you should stop using it and demand a refund from the seller. Again, this menu cannot be brought up when using an Apple-approved third-party MagSafe charger, so keep that in mind, too. I still have time to read more about OculusResearch.com in Garner that I tried to do last week and couldn't. Oculus Research, about us. Oculus Research is a patient-focused clinical research company based in Garner, North Carolina, which conducts ophthalmic trials, phases 2 through 4. Hoda Gabriel founded the company in 2012 after many years in the industry on both the sponsor and clinical side. She built a team of experienced and knowledgeable people. Oculus Research staff has over 60 years of cumulative clinical research experience, including pharmaceutical R&D, drug development, CRO, and audit experience. We are a small but growing company which enables us to produce quality data and rapid turnaround on study, startup activities, and regulatory document submissions. Because of our size, our PI is able to directly oversee all clinical staff and all research activities. Our quality assurance lead monitors all study activity, continually trains staff members, and ensures adherence to our SOPs. Oculus Research has a diverse research patient population, which includes all age ranges. We specialize in ophthalmic research trials, including glaucoma and ocular hypertension, adenoviral and bacterial conjunctivitis, blepharitis, keratoconjunctivitis sicca, dry eye, allergic conjunctivitis, pediatric myopia control, presbyopia, astigmatism, and devices such as contact lenses. We are regularly one of the top enrollers for our trials, which is mainly due to our continuously updated databases of potential and current research subjects. Our recruitment tactics vary by study, but may include online and social media advertisement, radio and TV ads, in-office recruitment, direct mailers, emails, and phone calls. Our recruitment and enrollment abilities have been tested and proven time and time again. We hit or exceed our enrollment goal on every trial, including block enrollment trials, which generally have a significantly shorter recruitment period. We believe that our experience, quality of data, level of oversight, and recruitment abilities make us a valuable asset study for any ophthalmic trial. Testimonial. Lisa Faison, MPH, Senior Clinical Research Associate, Lexitas Pharmaceuticals. I'm a senior clinical research associate with over 15 years of monitoring experience. For the last year, I have had the pleasure to work as a monitor for Oculus Research on a dry eye study. In working with the site, they have shown excellent documentation practices, adherence to the protocol, and timely responses to all inquiries. The site staff are well-trained and very organized. In addition, Dr. Aun, A-U-N-E, has shown her direct oversight of the study with her progress notes and personally conducting most of the study assessments. The site exceeded their enrollment goal and provided the study with quality subjects and data. I highly recommend the Oculus Research Group for future ophthalmology research studies. Google Blind Tech had an a podcast reviewing the Braille Coach Talking Braille Learning System, and I went looking for more details about it. From schoolhealth.com, Braille Coach Talking Braille Learning System, quick overview. Talking Braille Learning System includes 6-dot Braille Coach and 6-dot Braille Label Maker for a complete Braille learning system. The 6-dot Braille Coach is a device that uses RFID technology to identify and speak recorded information linked to Braille embossed tags. Portable device is equipped with headphone jack for privacy, 6 modes of communication, and words and alphabetic letters to make learning Braille easy and fun in the classroom or at home. Braille Coach teaching support device is a unique way to learn Braille, enabling the student to work independently between lessons and enhance their progress. 3 modes of learning allow progression through grades 1 and 2 Braille. Mode 1, letters and dots. Mode 2, letters only. Mode 3, letters and words. Easy to use. Plays 1 sound tag at a time, plays tag on the target area, and press down to activate. Headphones can be used where privacy is desired. Custom Braille or other tactile symbol sound tags can be created with blank tags. The 6-dot Braille Label Maker has everything you need to create high-quality Braille labels in any language. Use it to label the blank tags. Built-in Braille keyboard supports all grades of Braille. Automatic scoring and cutting provides effortlessly clean label cuts without the need for scissors. QWERTY keyboard connectivity option enables people who cannot write Braille to generate labels. Learning system includes the Braille Coach, 26 Braille alphabet tags, pre-recorded and reprogrammable, 25 blank tags, ready to record, programming tag set, Braille label maker, 10 rolls of label embossing tape, 3/8 inch by 10 feet, QWERTY keyboard, USB adapter for keyboard, and a power adapter for the Braille Coach. From schoolhealth.com, that system comes at a cost of $2,619.99. Sponsored by Envision, Envision. Heather's Camp 2023. Save the date. Registration is now open at the hot link. Sunday, July 30th through Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. YMCA Camp Wood, 1101 Camp Wood Road, Elmdale, Kansas, 66850. Created for kids, anchored in love. Heather's Camp is a national summer camp for children who are blind or visually impaired. Kids from ages 7 to 18 have a traditional camp experience in an inclusive environment. Heather's Camp is a great opportunity to build independence, make new friends, and gain confidence, regardless of vision level. Camp consists of 4 fun-filled days of activities, including arts and crafts, field games, trails, horseback riding, water activities, beep archery, fishing, ropes course, rock climbing, campfire, songs, and dance. Join us for an outdoor adventure where youth who are blind or visually impaired can learn new skills, create friendships, and build confidence with support and encouragement from counselors. Through our network of volunteers, we are able to offer a near one-to-one member mentorship to allow campers to participate fully in the camp activities in the safest way possible. Our strongest connection by far is with the women of Delta Gamma, whose philanthropy is service for sight. Our shared missions include provide our campers with an amazing summer experience. If you are interested in volunteering to be a counselor for Heather's Camp, contact us at programs@envisionus.com or call 316-440-1525. Heather's Camp honors the memory of Heather Suzanne Frances Mueller, her love of children, and her desire to help those with special needs. A light to those in the darkness. Born to James and Lois Mueller on September 21, 1975, Heather attended high school at Capone, Mark Carmel, and was involved in music theater for young people, Wichita Children's Theater, and Music Theater of Wichita. She impacted hundreds of people with her beautiful voice and musical talent. Questions? Call 316-440-1525. I've run out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.